It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne. The two Americans who appeared on Iranian television last night are accused of espionage and acts against the national security of Iran. Both have been detained since May. Both became props in a program called In the Name of Democracy. It claimed the U.S. is trying to overthrow the government with the help of the two Iranian Americans. But NPR's Mike Schuster reports that what the two detainees said is not a confession.
The message was sinister and obvious. Although the United States says its policies around the world are carried out in the name of democracy, according to the program, Washington in recent years has been manipulating the politics of many nations, including Ukraine, Georgia, and Kyrgyzstan, working to spark velvet or soft revolutions in these countries. That's the U.S. agenda for Iran as well, and that's what the Iranian Americans in custody have confessed to, according to the documentary. Hale Esfandiari, 67, runs the Middle East program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center in Washington. She was dressed in a dark headscarf and cloak and was interviewed in what appeared to be a private home or office. She spoke in Farsi. The English translation is from a report on the documentary on Press TV, Iran's new 24-hour satellite news channel in English.
My role, first of all, was to identify and meet with Iranians in the U.S. who could introduce others to us. Also, I sometimes traveled to Iran to see the ones whom I could consult with. Meanwhile, I used to conduct the meetings and hold sessions where we offered our ideas and discussed our programs, and I could connect the two sides.
Kian Taj Baksh also appeared in the documentary. He is a 45-year-old sociologist and urban planner who has consulted with the Open Society Institute. This is the project of billionaire financier George Soros, established at the end of the Cold War. The Open Society Institute operates globally and attempts to foster democratic practices and civil society in states that have had little experience of democracy. Taj Baksh also spoke in Farsi, the translation coming from Iran's Press TV.
I used to work as a coordinator between the American George Soros Institute and our colleagues in Iran, for instance, translating documents, establishing contacts, etc. I also offered all kinds of consultation to Soros offices.
Neither Esfandiari nor Taj Baksh appeared nervous or under extreme stress. Esfandiari talked informally, keeping her eyes on the interviewer, who was not identified nor ever shown. Taj Baksh referred occasionally to papers he was holding. According to the documentary, what the two detained Iranian Americans discussed actually amounts to a confession. That's the way Press TV portrayed their comments in a news report aired this morning.
As the detainees have clearly confessed, the United States has made efforts to foment chaos in the country, an act which can be legally pursued and through international institutions, including the United Nations.
Two other Iranian Americans have also been detained here, but they did not appear in the documentary. If the recent past is any guide, Esfandiari and Taj Baksh could be released soon. Last year, in a similar case involving a Canadian Iranian scholar, he was held in prison and released after making similar remarks on television. And in March, a squad of British sailors seized by Iran in the Persian Gulf was released after comments some of them made on television. The U.S. and Iran are at odds over many crucial issues, including Iran's ongoing nuclear activities and the war in Iraq. At the same time, it has just been announced that the two nations will soon hold a second round of diplomatic talks in Baghdad to determine whether there are ways to cooperate on improving the security situation in Iraq. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.